to Perek Chaf Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Perek Chaf Pasuk Chaf Gimel, a synopsis of Jewish history with the focus on everything that we did wrong. Perek Chaf 20 Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Okay, so this is the middle of a long perek where Hashem is reviewing all of the sins that the Jewish people have committed from the time that He took them out of Egypt, even before Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Everything that we can possibly do wrong, we have done wrong. At every step of the way, we have done an avera, made major mistakes, and Hashem said that really He should have destroyed us. We should have come to an end, and all of the merits that we have and the zechus avos would not have been enough to save us from our sins. And the only reason why Hashem spared us was Leman Shemo.
That's one of them that we've learned in saying that.
Everyone's been saying that, right? This is like a broken record, right? Over and over and over. It's the same message. How many ways can you say the same thing over and over? That's
but
the way it is.
Generation,
what?
If it's a new generation, then it's a new generation.
You got to hear it again. Okay, it says in fact three different times it says that in three different sections, three different points in history, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Chet HaEgel, the Chet Meraglim, it says three times, Leman Shemi, I'm only going to save you only for the sake of my name. There should not be a Chil Hashem to the Egyptians, not be a Chil Hashem to the Masa'olam, it's always Leman Shemo. Maybe you can make a drush and say that's why you have three Shemona Esrays. In each Shemona Esray, we say, Umevi Goya Levnei Vnehem, Leman Shemo Be'ahava. Shachris, we say it. Mincha, we say it. Marv, we say it. Shachris corresponds to the first time Yecheskel said it. Mincha is the second time Yecheskel said it. Marv is the third time. Over and over, we have to remember that really everything that we do is just not, doesn't scratch the surface. And all of the chesed that Hashem does, it's all Leman Shemo. Hashem does for us much more than, infinitely more than we deserve. Now, really in the middle, really smack in the middle. So, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Gam Ani Nasasi Yadi Lehem Abidvar. So here's part of what Hashem says, what Hashem is going. Hashem really says he really planned to destroy us. Again, it's Perek Chav, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Hashem says, I lifted up my hand, Lohem Abidvar, Lohafitza Samagoyim, to disperse them among the nations. Ulizarois oisam bo'arotzos. Two words which mean the same thing. Lechafitz. In the Mitzudos Tzion, he translates the word lechafitz. There is no Mitzudos Tzion over here. Okay. Okay, there's lechafitz, and then there is the other word, ulizaros, in pizur. Okay, it's two words which mean exactly the same thing. Like the Shbaruch has sworn. He made a shvul lechafitz asam agoyim ulzaros asam bo'aratzos, and to disperse them among the lands of the world. Pasuk of Dalet, Yan, why? Mishpatai loy asu, because they did not observe my laws. V'chukosai mo asu, they detested my laws. V'yeshav sesai chileilu, we had this many times. Yecheskel here is obsessed with Shabbos. They were not nizer in the Kiddush of Shabbos. The Achrei Gilu Le'avosam Hayu Einehem, and they looked at things that they should not have been looking at. Let's do these two psukim together. Pasuk of Gimel in the Mitzudos David. Pasuk of Gimel says, "Gam ani ritzen leimar kimah." And go try to go very quick because a lot of the psukim here are very easy, and there's really not that many things being brought. Yesoides being brought out by the Rishonim, by the Mefarshim. So we'll try to run through a little bit quicker than we normally do. Pasuk of Gimel in the Mitzudos David. Gam ani ritzen leimar kimosh shehin bog debi kein shilanti gemul v'nishmati lechem b'midbar lohavitzay sam b'goyla. Just like they have rebelled against me, so too I have made a shvur that I'm going to disperse them in the desert. In Goyla, ki b'lel b'chias meraglim. According to the Mitzudos, this pasuk over here was referring to as a continuation of the meraglim. Time of the meraglim, that just like time of the meraglim, b'tisha b'av hukbo halayla hi b'chia l'doros b'churban b'yis b'yis rishon b'yis sheni kain kain amur razal. Okay, so according to the parish of the Mitzudos, this is discussing the chet of the Meraglim, which took place on the night of Tisha B'Av, and Hashem at that moment in time is when Hashem made put upon Klai Yisrael the gezerah that there would be gullus. Part of the Churban is not just that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, but that we would be dispersed amongst the nations of the world. Pasuk Chav Dalet in the Mitzudos David, Yan, Ritzon Leimar Ulam Loi Be'avon Zebel Vad Hayu HaKurbanos Ki Im Gam Bavur Shloi Osu Oz Mishpatai. Gilulei Havaisam Hadharm Hatu'udim Muslim Kigalol Shalri. The word Gilulei means Galol, means excrement. And the things that we have done things that are compared to Galol. So here the Mitzudo stuff, it says that the reason why Hashem was Gezer Galus, it's not just because of the Chet HaMeragrim, it's because we also did Averos. Okay, let's see Rashi. Pasuk Chavimul Hafitz HaSam Me'oz Hivtachtim L'Hafitzam Ki Yisrael Banu V'nei Banim Hashem, so that's what we laid on Tisha B'Av. Ki Yisrael Banu V'nei Banim V'nei Shantem Be'aretz, and you'll live in the land a long time. Hashem says we're going to disperse you. Pasuk Chavdalid, and there is no Rashi. Let's see Radak. Pasuk Chavimul Chavdalid and Radak. Gam ani nosasi es yodid lohem ba-midbar lo-hafiz ha-sam ba-goyim lo-zoriz ha-sam ba-artzos kein amar David amar ba-ol ha-sholoim v'yisa yodid lohem lo-hapil ha-sam ba-midbar lo-hapil zara ba-goyim ul-zoriz ha-sam ba-artzos. Now here's something very important. Let's read the next words of Radak. V'zeh loy motzanu mivoar ba-toyra. See, we really glanced over this too quickly. The Radak makes a very important point, is that according to the common Mefarshim here, Hashem is saying that when we sinned the chait of the Meraglim, Hashem was goizer, he made a shvua, that he's going to send us into Golus. Where does it say that? Show me a pasuk in Chumash, in the Seder of the Meraglim, Parashas Shalach, or somewhere in Chumash Devarim, where it says that Hashem made a shvua, that he's going to disperse us in Golus. It's bad enough for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, and people to die, but at least the survivors should be allowed to remain in Eretz Yisrael. Like today. Today there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's not 100% under our control, but we can live. There's some degree of autonomy. We can live there in Eretz Yisrael. So why did it have to be that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, there was no living creature in Eretz Yisrael for 52 years? Why after the Churban Bayis Sheni did all of Jews go into Golus? Show me where it says a pasuk in the Torah that backs up the words of Yechezkel. So the Radak is asking this question. The Radak indeed says, you're not going to find it. We only know it through tradition, through Messiah, and the Messiah comes from David HaMelech. David HaMelech made this statement in Tehillim. And he quotes the Pasuk. He quotes the Pasuk in Perikavav in Tehillim, Mizmor Chavav, the words of the Radak, Vayisa Yodai Lohem, Hashem lifted up his hand to them, Lahapil HaSam Bamidbar, to disperse them in the desert, Ulahapil Zadam Bagoyim, amongst the nations, Ulizor Roysam Bo Arotzos. And then he goes on to explain clearly, V'zeloi Motsan B'mevoi B'Torah. Nowhere in the Torah does it say this. V'hanir be'enai ki zehu ma she'amar. Now, that's according to the simple interpretation. However, the Radak says, I did find a source in the Torah where this is so. However, there's a collateral damage, according to the Radak. If you're going to find a pasuk in the Torah, it's not referring to the Maisa of the Meraglim. He learns that these psukim are referring to what it says, Vayerid ha-Moleki, va-Kanani, ha-Yeshe b'har hu, va-Yakum, va-Yakisum ad ha-Chorma. They went in there, and the Amoleki and the Kanani came down, and they attacked the Jewish people. V'chein ma'ash amar, va-Yishva ha-Kanani melech adot, va-Yishvu mimenu shevi, v'zehu uli zoyroysom bo arotzos, ki ze oise ha-Shvi hirchikum shoyveihem. The captives that the Canaan took, they dispersed. Umicharum l'sha'or goyei ho'aratzos. So it's an incredible chesh. We're not describing according to the Radak what took place, the golus of Churban Bayis Rishon and the golus of Bayis Sheni. We're discussing what it says in the Torah that the Canaan and the Amalekim, they attacked the Jewish people, Vayakum Vayakisum Ad HaChorma, included in those words from the Canaanim and the Malekim was they took captives, and it says explicitly later, after Aaron died, Vayishp Mimenu Shevi. They were captives, they were taken to other parts of the world, and who knows, maybe today different pockets of Jews that we find in different parts of the world are really descendants of this event that took place. Who are we to say? We always think that all the Jews that are left in the world, that dispersed all over the world, in Ethiopia, and all these different stories of people who claim that they're Jews, so how did you get there? At what point in time did you leave the main fold of Klal Yisrael and find yourself there? So almost always we'll say, well, it happened during the time of the Bayis Sheni. Tanya Bayis Sheni, or maybe you'll say Bayis Rishon. That's also a little bit far. We don't have records. But here the Radak is saying something that is really fascinating. He's saying, no, there were pockets of Torah-observant Jews that went into exile, into the far corners of the world, at the time of the Midbar. Could you imagine? They never even made it into Eretz Yisrael. But these Jews, they were Makabal the Torah, they were at Har Sinai, they had Yitzias Mitzrayim, they had Moshe Rabbeinu, they had everything. They never made it into Eretz Yisrael, Vayish Mimenu Shevi. And that's what it says here explicitly in this pasuk, Hashem Eda Shavua, I'm going to disperse you among the nations, Lohafitz Osam Ba'agoyim, Ulzorois Osam Ba'arotzos. And that's how the Radak learns pshat in the pasuk vayish mimenu shevi. So what happened to those Jews? Are we to say they just assimilated and they disappeared off the face of the earth? Maybe, very likely, or maybe not. Maybe when we find today these stories, people have these traditions that are very difficult to back up, that they're Jews, maybe there's some truth to it, and it really comes from what the Radak is saying even before they entered into Eretz Yisrael. It's a very far stretch to say such a thing, but it really is a fascinating Radak. Where are you going to find such a thing like this to say that there was a gullus of Jews before the time when they came into Eretz Yisrael, especially when the Radak and other Rishonim seems to be saying don't hold from that. They hold that this pasuk is referring to a time after the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Okay, then he goes on to conclude. No one left, right? Okay. But those are people who are loyal. But here we're saying there were some people over here that were taken captives. The drash. Okay. Then he quotes a drash. I guess I got Dvar Agada al Heosid Omar. Because this really, we're going back to what he said before. I mean, it's really the same thing that he said before. He said before. Shomar shegozar al zarom liyosam goylim meartzam ulizoroisam barotzos. This refers to the churban bayis rishon, the churban bayis sheni. V'zehu shomar ki soiled banu v'nei banim behefit Hashem eschem bo'amim. V'amru kima shomar vayifku ha'am balayla ha'hu. This is exactly what the Mitzudos David says when they cried on that night. Leil tisha be'av haya. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atem B'chitz B'chir Shal Chinam Ani Ekbar Lachem B'chir L'dayayis Ki B'tisha B'av Chorav HaBayis B'rishoyna U'vashniya. The first, second time is the Churban took place. That we are familiar with. Okay, now let's go to the next psukim. Pasik Chof Dalet Yan Mishpotai. Oh, I'm sorry, Pasik Chofei. The God. Now, this is a very, very important pasuk. This pasuk, we have Chazal really go to town on this pasuk. The Gan Ani Nosati Lohem Chukim Loi Toivim Umishpatim Lo Yichyu Bohem. Now, this means simply that when you go into Galus as a punishment, I gave you. This pasuk is only really understood in context. And if you go back to the previous pasukim where Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I gave you the Torah. And the Torah that I gave you has chukim u'mishpatim that are toivim, that are good. And through them you will live. Now you have chosen to rebel, to betray me. Therefore I'm going to send you amongst the umos olam. And the umos olam are going to impose upon you, they're going to force you to live life with a different set of rules. You will have no choice but to observe their laws. You know, din de malchus sedina. When it comes to monetary matters, when it comes to everything, you live in a country, you have to follow pretty much the law of the land. Unless they have freedom of religion, they let you do what you want.
Or even discriminatory laws specifically against Jews.
So here at the pasuk, the simple reading of the pasuk here, it's not easy to translate these words. V'gam ani asher, I also, when you go into Galus, nosati lohem, I am now going to put upon you, not directly, but through the umos olam, chukim, laws, which are lo tovim. These laws, they may make sense at the time, to the country, but ultimately they're really no good. They're going to bring about the destruction of the people, umishpatim lo yichyu bohem, which ultimately you will not be able to live with. They will not be a source of benefit of life for you. That's going to be the secular laws that are going to be imposed upon you in Golos. Now let's see first the simple interpretation, and then there are numerous Mamari Chazal which interpret this really in reference to Torah, but interpret in reference to our attitude towards Torah. Let's explain. One thing at the Pach of Hay in the Mitzudo started. Nosati lohem misartim biyad umos. I have delivered you among the umos. Lasos imohem. And the umos will force upon you to do chukim lo tovim umishpatim asher lo yasigu ba'avur mesachayim. You will not be able to live. Ki im hakiloyon v'ho avdoin. It's just going to bring about your end and your destruction. The ala gezeros v'hashmados yoymar. This refers to, the, like you said, the discrimination. All the discriminatory laws that they're going to impose upon you. Or you can even talk about different types of governments. Look at the Soviet Union. Okay, the Soviet Union only lasted 70 years. If communism is so good, it's such a wonderful thing, so why doesn't it last? Why didn't it last forever? Obviously, this approach to redistributing the wealth of the country is chukim u'mishpatim that lo yichyu. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You're going to be forced to live in such a culture. Let's see what it says here in the Rashi. Rashi pasuk of hey. Okay, then there's another pasuk. So let's even talk to the next pasuk because Rashi puts them the two together. So let's do one more pasuk. Vo'atame oisam b'matan oisam. I'm going to contaminate you. Over here, the word v'atame means I'm going to distance. Hashem says, when I punish you and I disperse you in Golus, I'm going to distance myself from you. You will not have, the Shechina will not rest among you. B'matan oisam. Through the gifts, meaning is explaining this mean, which means as a punishment, the reason why I will distance myself from you. You have to add a few words into this pasuk to make sense out of the pasuk. As a punishment, because b'matnosam, the gifts that you have given to the idols, behavir, as you have passed called Peter Rocham, every firstborn, to Avodah Zarah, Leman Ashimeim, and all of this is going to be done. The punishment that I'm going to bring upon you is all for the purpose of destroying you, Leman Asher Yedu. And when you are destroyed, when you see destruction come upon you, then you will recall that this was predicted, and this will be a recognition. You will then come to the awareness, Leman Asher Yedu Asher Ani Hashem. Rishoyim are punished, then Hashem's name is magnified. People are aware that Hashem is Neman to bring punishment to the wicked. Okay, let's see. There are Mitzudos and Pasichah Vav Vatami Osam Hirchaktim Mimeni Kadavar Tamei Bavur. So here the Rad Mitzudos is translating the word Vatamei. Hashem says to Klali Yisrael, I will distance myself from you. There is going to be a thick degree of hester panim, v'anochi hester astir panai. Why? The Mitzudos adds a critical word into the interpretation of the pasuk, ba'avur. If you don't add that word into the pasuk, then the pasuk does not make any sense. Ba'avur matnoisam. What does it mean, matnoisam? Because of the sin that you have given gifts to the idols. What gift? The ultimate gift, human sacrifices. The choizer mufarish b'masha hoyu ma'avirim la'molech kol peter rocham. Hey ma'b'choros shepasu rechem imohem. The firstborns that have opened up the womb of their mothers. Leman ashimeim. And this is a hard word. Leman ritzon loymar harichok mimeni hoya leman sheyiyu shemama. The reason why I have distanced myself from you is so that you should be destroyed. The word ashime means shamama, destruction. V'yia to'eles shoymimusam, the purpose of your destruction is l'man asher yedu v'yakiru asher ani Hashem hu amiti. When punishment comes upon a person, the person has no choice but to reflect, why did this happen to me? It causes a person to take a hard look at him, take a good look at himself in the mirror, and to recognize that he has brought this churban upon himself due to his own sins. Very frightening stuff here. don't know about you. It sends a shiver down my spine, this stuff. Okay. Let's see Pasuk Chaf, Rashi Pasuk Chaf, Chavav. Nasati lechem chukim u'mitoiv lo'itoivim. Say, now here, Rashi is very different than the parish of the Mitzudos David. Let's take a step back. According to the Mitzudos David, to review, when it says here, chukim lo'itoivim, mishpatim lo'itoivim, it means you're going to go into exile and you're going to be subject to the rules of a new government. And the rules of the new government are not the rules of the Torah. The government, there's no such thing as shechita. You don't know shechita. There's no milah. There's no Shabbos. You work on Saturday. You don't work on Saturday. You don't come on Sunday. Okay, food. There's a whole new set of rules. And if you're not, and these are chukim which are lo tovim lo yichyu bohem. That's not how Rashi learns. Rashi says, Misartim biyad yitzram li koshel ba'avoinam. I'm going to deliver you in the hand of your yetzahara, and you will. No one's going to force you to do any averos. You on your own will do averos. Hashem is saying, I'm going to take away from you the siyata deshmaya to protect you from yourself. And mimela, a person, it's natural for a person to be to, if not for Hashem's assistance. A person will naturally fall into the grasp of the Yetzirah and do averos. And the averos that you will choose to do on your own in a free country, in a world where no one's telling you what to do, are memela loy toivim and are no good. I will deliver you in the hand of your Yetzirah, tafsha, the Yetzirah, tafsha. Your foolish yetzer, your foolish inclination, va'azalu va'avadu gizeron deloy saknon v'nimosin deloy yiskaimun b'hol. And in Mela, on your own, you're going to do averos. Next words of Rashi, v'atame osam b'matnoisam. Osam, now again, here Rashi over here is literally not like the Mitzudos, and it means osam matono shechokakti lohem l'kadesh l'kol b'char. Those gifts. The gift, the matana, means the gift that I have given you. Not the gift that you've given to the Avodah Zarah. The gift that Hashem has given you a child, a firstborn. And I've given you a mitzvah to take that firstborn and to sanctify it with the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Oysa matanos, the gifts, shechokakti lohem, that I have etched, I have established in the Torah. Good morning. Lohem, lekadesh likol b'char. Misartim, you have given it biyad yitzram, your evil inclination has inspired you to give it to Avodah Zarah, lahavirom la'oysam b'choros la'molech, to give it instead to the molech. Harei chukim lo'y toivim. That's an example of what it says in the previous pasuk, the chukim lo'y toivim. So he is learning over here, Rashi. V'atame osam, I'm going to... Now he doesn't really translate the word v'atame, so let's assume he means distance. I'm going to distance... Vatame, I'm not really sure. I take it back. What does the Targum say? This so if this yashoin, yashoin, you have osam, matnoisam. I'm not really sure how he's translating the word vatame. But the word matnoisam means those gifts which I have given you, which were meant behavir called peter rocham.
It means you are matame yourself.
You were metame yourself by taking the gift that I gave you, instead of being sanctifying it, you gave it instead, behavir kol peter rocham, to the moilech. Leman ashimim, because the next words of Rashi, ashimim, therefore as a punishment, as a consequence for the sins, I'm going to destroy you, va'achariv oisam. And Rashi makes it clear, don't make a mistake and translate the word ashimim to mean guilt, like ashim. A shame, an ashma, ashimim loshem shemama, v'hamafarshol loshon ashma, guilt toehu. He's making a mistake. Shah aleph einam mishor she hateva. The aleph is not from the. This word is not the shoresh. The word ashma, guilt, a shame, a carbon osham. The aleph is part of the shoresh, but here the aleph is not part of the shoresh. The proof is it's not really a letter, it's a vowel, and the proof is because the chatav patach is not a is not a real an aleph and an ayin. If you have a chat of patach, an aleph and an ayin, they really mean it's just there as a vowel. It's not there as part of the essence of the word. So therefore, the real, obviously, the aleph is not a chelik of the shayrish. Therefore, it's shimeim, which means shemama. So anyone who tells you that the word over here is that you're guilty is making a mistake, because it cannot possibly be that this word over here is a guilt. The aleph cannot be from the part of the word. Okay, interesting. You have we have thinking of the word adar. Chodesh, chodesh, adar. How do you spell adar? Is there a chat of patach? I believe there is.
Yeah.
The chodesh adar, the aleph is also not part of the shoresh. It's really the down the resh.
No, by a proper name.
But in the Torah, there's a word in one of the masos, one of the cities,
right.
the gevulos of Eretz Yisrael. Chatzar Adar. So there, Adar, there's a regular patach.
Right.
Adar. The word Adar, Chatzar Adar, is not the same word as Chodesh Adar. Because Chodesh Adar, the Aleph is a chat of patach.
Yeah.
So the real letters of Chodesh Adar is Dalet Reish.
Oh, yeah.
Dalet Reish. Dar. Dwell. It's really a Babylonian word. It's not even really a Hebrew word. It's not a Hebrew word. But in the Torah, Adar is a regular patach. Nafka mina is without Kriya Lein that he has to emphasize the Aleph. Adar. Not like when you say Chodesh Adar.
The Tam is on the Dalet.
So the Aleph still has to be emphasized because it's a full patach.
Maybe it's because of the word that precedes it.
No, it's more than that. It's the aleph is a real. It's a real. It's part of the sheresh. It's not like over here the word ashimim here. The aleph is not really a part of the word. Okay. Okay. Let's now go to the radak. Radak pasik. Okay. The radak pasik chaf hey. Okay. V'gamani nasati l'chem chukim loy toivim kevin shahim moasu b'chukosayu masati l'osam biyad oyveihem. So right away off the bat, the radak is learning like the mitzudos that I'm going to deliver you amongst the goyim. Sheyosimu alehem chukim shelo yutoyvim lohem kemo chukai shelo yutoyvim lohem. You're going to go into Golis. You're going to be citizens in a secular country, and they're going to impose upon you new laws. And the laws of the government are not going to be to your benefit.
Not even a secular country, a different.
A different country. Shachol yotayv lochem ki im hayu holchem lochem v'achukim shebesimim aleihem oyveihem. Heim hamisim, these are taxes, shemisimim aleihem, they put upon them, l'chok, b'chol shana v'shana, v'avoidas, acheros, other types of laws, tax, other types of laws. In the Torah, you're not supposed to have a tax more than a fifth. Okay, the fifth is the most you give stock, or the most you have a tax. Anything more than a fifth is no good. Communism, what's the tax? 100%. Socialism, what's the tax? 50%. So, you know, different systems of economic systems of government, it's these are chukim loy toivim.
50% is the tax, but the other 50% is theirs anyway.
It's anyway the case. So it's a very interesting. The Torah, my father, Tzvi Levrach, was very into this and analyzing the Torah. You can bring many rise to Torah. Torah is a capitalist system. Torah very much approves. What kind of Torah society? How would a government be set up? Maybe it should be communism. Maybe it should be a dictatorship. It should be a. What are the roles? What is exactly a melech?
Exactly.
What is a kohen gadol?
The Gemara in Brachos talks about basically trickle down economics.
So how, all these are very complicated questions. How to set up a government? So my father, he was very. He had a lot of chidushim to show many rayas in the Torah that the Torah is a capitalist, approves and promotes capitalism. And distances itself far from anything of communism, socialism, and all these other types of experiments that exist in the world, yeah?
From the parts that I've read there, he does approve of certain regulation of excesses, but
more or less, totally capitalism. Right. Capitalism. And the capitalist society, one of the biggest riots is they are always going to be poor people, they're people that fail. And the Torah says, "Ki lo yechdal evyoin mikerev aretz." All the governments who try to create new systems of economics, the goal is there should be no one, there should be no poor people. Redistribution of wealth means there is no such thing as an evyoin mikerev aretz. You eliminate the need
to give
tzedakah.
Everyone is equally poor.
Everyone is equally abused. Okay, let's go for it. The Gamani Nasatz. So far the Radak is learning exactly like the Mitzudas. Part next. Mishpatim lo yich yibchem. Shirasim lo yivayim mishpatim v'gzeros aleim shlo yich yibchem ela yamus yibchem. They're gonna die. If you follow what it says in the Torah, you're going to live. The Torah gives life. Since you rebelled against my commandments, you do not want to accept the words of my prophets, I'm going to distance you. I'm going to deliver you in the hand of your Yetzar. So now he's quoting what Rashi said, the second interpretation. Forget about the Goyim. Talk about yourself. If you're not going to be, you're not going to do kind of the mitzvos, you're going to succumb to the Yetzahara. You'll do different laws which are not proper and different customs which will not exist. Okay, now, what is the next Rashi? Radak va'atameh. Ulai Omar ze al shnitzmedu lebal par. So here the Radak carefully says this maybe refers to this chait of Baal Peor. Rashi, it's the very end of Parshas Balak. Vayitzmedu lebal Peor. Rashi, there's why is it called Peor? Peor is they would expose the piatabas to the avodah zarah and relieve themselves. A graphic Rashi. Describing the Zohi Avoidosa, Rashi says, the way you worship the idol is to go to the bathroom. You go to the Beis Akisa in front of the Avodah Zarah. This is the way you worship the Avodah Zarah. So, Ula Yamar Zal, Shnissadu Laval Pa'ar, Shnissabu Lochi Bechozak, At Shaviru Lukho Petarechem, At Dekacha, they gave over their children, Petarechem, Shetsivisi, Lissidim Lili Kedusha, Kemo Sha'ama Kada Shichol Bechor, Vine Heim Heviram Mimenu, Unisanam Avodah Zarah, Vezehu Tumasam, When it's very strange, we normally think it's Moilach. He's not saying it's Moilach. Moilach is holding the Avodah Zarah. Moilach is not Baal Pa'ar. Moilach is to burn the child to this God. He's saying over here, they gave over their children. The children were devoted to the service of Pa'ar. He would perish Vatameh. What is in this hard word Vatameh? Samti oisam timeim vehir chaktim mimeni tumuras. In exchange, that's really the same word as Ba'avur of the Mitzudos. Exchange for the sanctity that I put upon them, I made them contaminated, period. I don't know how to read this. We don't mention the shevet was done. But the ones that primarily were guilty of this Aveira was...
That was Rashi, if you...
B'nei Don. They were the ones that were guilty. Okay, so over here, you're saying over here... So he's basically, the Radak over here is basically translating the word Vatame means to distance. And it gives a little more poetry, is that I wanted to sanctify you, Kedoshim to you. You don't want to be Kedoshim, so you'll be Tamei. And the way you're going to be Tamei is by being distant from me. This is in a punishment. In punishment of exchanging your firstborns for Kedusha and giving them over instead to Avodah Zarah, either it's Moilich Lefi the Mitzudas, or according to Rashi, it is for the purpose of Baal Pa'ar. I'll just tell you, Derech Agav, on Shabbos, So someone asked me to say Dvar Torah on Pirkei Avos. So I said, why does Pirkei Avos begin with Moshe? Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. What does Moshe have to do with Pirkei Avos? Avos is all about Midos Tovos. The answer is exactly what we just started. What is Baal Pa'ar? Baal Pa'ar is, Rashi says in Parashas Balak, is to expose yourself, to go to the Beis Akisei, to defecate in the presence of the idol. It doesn't make any sense. No, it does make sense. The whole essence of Pa'ar is no restraints.
Anything goes
to completely loosen any discipline, any humanity. Look, on what goes on in the street. Animals, they don't care. They just stop in front of your house and they do what they want to do. And the people have to come and clean up after the animals. Why don't the animals have any seichel to go and do their needs in a place? You know, to this is the nature of an animal. Is you can just stop in the middle of the street at any time you want, and do what you need to do. No discipline. Umoysar Adam Mina Behema Oyin. Men also just let it all go. Loosen all constraints. Yeah.
I've seen it explained as what's called self abnegation, which means you declare that man is nothing.
Okay.
So once you, it's a little bit different.
A little bit different.
But where, if man is nothing, then again, there's no such thing as the as kedusha or the shama kedusha or kenosha, and so on. So therefore, and then that leads you into anything goes.
Okay. So this is now when Moshe Rabbeinu died, who was masked Moshe Rabbeinu? Who delivered Moshe's eulogy? Hashem. It's a beautiful eulogy. I mean, there are incredible things it says. V'leikom kimoshe navi, v'leikom navi oid kimoshe, v'leikohasa enoi, v'leinos lechoi, v'lechol hayar hachazok asher osu Moshe le'eni kol Yisrael. Halfway lefel, Hashem delivered the most eloquent, the most beautiful eulogy, Eved Hashem. It was a fantastic, a magnificent hesped. Hashem delivered the last 8 psukim from Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the first thing that Hashem said about Moshe Rabbeinu? Suddenly, if you were writing the psukim, if you were the speechwriter for the Ribbono Shel Olam, I guarantee you would leave out this detail. Vayikbar oisai bagai, Hashem buried Moshe in the valley, mul beis pa'ar, opposite beis pa'ar, bi'eretz moyav, in the land of Moav. If you were the speechwriter, you would cross it out, vayikbar oisai bagai, bi'eretz moyav. Then you go on and describe all Moshe's milas. Would you write in the speech? Base Pa'ar means you Rashi, you take off your clothing and you go to the bathroom in public in front of the Avodah Zarah. And everyone knows the Gemara, there was a certain petitioner who came to the church and he used the nose of the Avodah Zarah as a means to clean himself. And they said, oh, we never had such a petitioner. We're going to honor him, the guest of honor at the next dinner for the Institute of Base Pa'ar. This is what you have to mention in the Hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mul beis pa'ar. You have to remind us. Tarit says this is the biggest shevach for Moshe. Moshe was mul beis pa'ar. Pa'ar represents the ultimate hefkeros, the ultimate loosening of any of constraints, the ultimate lack of discipline. Moshe was the biggest bal musar that ever existed. He was a Yisrael Salanter on steroids. He was null base par. Opposite base par. This base par is hefkeros. Moshe's the hesped. Moshe was a dignified person. Moshe was in control of everything that he did. Mul. This is the greatest thing you can possibly say about a person. He's a bal musar. And in fact, it's the very first thing. It's the very first thing that Hashem said about Moshe Rabbeinu. Mimela, it's not a coincidence that Pirkei Avos begins with Moshe. Moshe is the one that the Torah, Hashem himself, was mekayin every single midah in Pirkei Avos. Moshe kibol Torah miSinai, and here, we're dealing over here, remember, Atame, Hashem over here says, you didn't want this, everything over here, according to at least the Radak, is a Chiddush, someone says in Farshim, is everything reading over here is in response for Pa'ar. Pa'ar, you want to go and you want to attach yourself, you want a hefkeros, you want a life of hefkeros, I'll show you what a life of hefkeros is. You could send you among the Goyim, and what they'll do to you, then you'll know what life of hefkeros is all about. Okay, now, what are the Midrashim? Now, the Midrashim really, they really drew upon what Rashi said, what the Targum says, is that if you're not going to do the mitzvahs, the way I tell you, I'm going to remove from you siyata d'shmaya, and in Mela, you're going to be nichshol in doing averos. And according to the Medrash, the Gemara, I'll read you some of the Midrashim, it means that indeed, we're dealing here, you're doing mitzvahs. You're davening, you're learning, you're wearing tefillin, but in your eyes, it's mitzvah sanashim alimud, or even worse, it doesn't mean anything. A person, different examples. Here are examples. Everyone knows these sugis. If you're walking in the street and there's an odor, a foul odor, and you walk and you're davening. You don't see this in America, because we don't have, but you go, let's in the country. Countries, you know, sometimes you see in the country, people, you know, it's clean. People, they put on their towels and tefillin in their bungalows, and they come to shul or Eretz Yisrael. It's very common. Eretz Yisrael in different neighborhoods, it's more or less, not everywhere, but it's people, they walk in the street with their towels and tefillin. But let's say you pass a place where there's an odor, let's say you don't care, let me just get over with, and you say Kriya Shema in a place where there's a foul odor. Let's say you're reading Pesach. Loi Pesach Mai, Amar Rabbi Miyosha, Barbrei Rabbi Shubin Levi. All of a sudden, upon such a person that does not stop from davening, saying Kriya Shema when there's an odor, the Gamani Nosati Lohem Chukim Loi Toivim Umishpatim Lo Yichyu Bohem. He's not Machshiv the Mitzvos. The pasuk here is dealing with the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us, and if we don't take them, we don't have chavivos for the mitzvah to be sensitive when not to do it and how to do it. It means we're saying testimony about ourselves that the Torah that Hashem gave us, it's not so important. When it comes to other things, we take it very seriously. The house, you know, in your private matter, when you're eating a meal, everything has to be perfect. But when you're davening, who cares? Let it smell, let it do this. We don't consider it to be of any value. Another example of this. Now, here's another. Remember, Shafaki, it's even more than this. Forget about just, the word is going in order. Forget about to stop saying Kriya Shema when there's an odor. Let's say there is no odor, but to say Kriya Shema just to get it over with. A person reads without pleasantness. Uveshoni, you learn Torah below Zim without singing. Also, all of a cause of Oimer Begamani Nasati Lachem Chukim Loim Toivim. Mask if Lo Abayim Mishum Lo Yoda Levasumi Kolo. You don't know how to sing. Mishpatim Lo Yichy Bohem Koris Bay. Ella, what it means over here is Ella Kidav Mishar Shaya Diamar Shnei Talmidei Chacham Hayoshim Beir Achas Vein Noichem Zel Zeh Bahalacha. If you have a Chavrusa and you're not pleasant to one another, Bahalacha, Aleim Akosiv Oimer Begaman Neselachem Chukim Loim Toivim Mishon Lo Yichy Bohem. Another example the Gemara gives is that's the next Chazal come the moment. Basically, is Chazal say Schar Bahai Al Moleka. There is no reward in this world for the mitzvahs. Everything is all for the next world. But there is. What's the reward? The reward is you wear tefillin. I'll give you an example. Are you going to get reward in this world for wearing tefillin? No. You put on the most beautiful tefillin. You spend $5,000 on the equivalent of a Mercedes already overbought the Tesla, right? You have the Tesla tefillin, right? The best of the best. $5,000 pair of tefillin. You're going to get schar in this world for the tefillin? No. What's the schar? The schar is for kissing the tefillin. When you take the tefillin out of the zekel and you kiss it, and when you put it away and you kiss it, that's when you're going to get schar. You buy the most expensive mezuzah. You're going to get schar for the mezuzah? No. What do you get schar for? Kissing the mezuzah. You buy the most expensive tzitzis. You're going to get schar for the tzitzis? You get schar for kissing the tzitzis. They don't kiss the tzitzis? The schar you get in this world is not for the etzev ha-mitzvah, it's for the ne'ima, the pleasantness that you express in how you do the mitzvah. And if you don't have this pleasantness, come to a shir, and you're just there to fight. Okay, there are some people, Rahman al-Sultan, they have a very difficult life. They come to a shir, I used to have people like this, coming to the shir. They're not coming to learn, they're just coming to vent. They're coming to find something wrong with the shir and to just let it out. It's sad, Rahman al-Sultan, people are very frustrated, very have problems. What?
You know, in college they do professor evaluations. It's interesting.
Tell me about it. I know about it.
They do rabbi evaluations.
Shocking, right? These people, they write what they write in their evaluations.
That's why some of the rabbis stay in
the You pour your heart out to these people, you write, you spend a whole semester, and they write, and you're like, what? What did I do to you? You have to go and say such nasty things, write such nasty things. And really, they ruin your life. These people do evaluations. In college, some of them, they take it very seriously. So therefore, it's the pleasantness, and that's what Chazal are reading into this pasuk. If you do not behave, do not enjoy The harev no Hashem alokein is the reis haraska. The ikar is to have the beauty. Then you're making a statement to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and telling Hashem v'gam ani, and you're saying that about Hashem. Nosatim chukim loy tovim, the Torah, not the government, not the averos you do from the Yetzirah, like the two other perushim that we have learned. No, the actual ma'aseh mitzvos. I do the mitzvos. But you know, Hashem, no thank you. Chukim lo toivim, mishpatim lo yichyu b'chem. I don't care for this because the way I do it, it's just a burden. That's a very frightening chazal. Okay, now there's another very interesting chazal. Okay, this is a very long mimer. It's a very long chazal. Let's cut to the chase. The question is, why does it say chukim b'loshon rabim? So it's a very long hagdama to get to the end where the Medrash quotes this pasuk. But the basic idea over here is that in Golus, we have to observe 2 days Yom Tov. Due to Sekhad Yoma, we have no choice but to observe 2 days Yom Tov. So why? Why did Hashem make it that way? Why did Hashem create the world in such a way where this has to be, there's a lack of technology, Hashem could have created the world in a way where even when you go into Golos, 1 day is enough. So the Medrash basically says is, Hashem, in Golos, it takes 2 days to accomplish the same thing that you could have accomplished in 1 day. When you're living in Eretz Yisrael, the Shechin is present. The intensity is there. We all know that you go to Eretz Yisrael; it's a very intense place. Okay, it's a trickle down kedusha. It is an intensity. There's a very high voltage, and therefore you could charge your phone in Eretz Yisrael. Like, you know, somebody charges. How long does it take you to charge your phone? You know, some of the old phones take a whole night, 6-7 hours to charge the phone. New phones, you can charge the whole thing in 5 minutes. Bang. Eretz Yisrael, you can charge your batteries in 5 minutes. Chutz li'aretz, it takes 2 days to accomplish spiritually what you would accomplish in 1 day. So listen, you would say, okay, it takes 2 days, but there's an advantage. The advantage will get double schar. When we'll come to Olam Emes, Hashem will give us people in Eretz Yisrael, only took 1 day, to 1 day. So they knew 1 day, so they get reward. But we have to do 2 days, we're going to get double reward. So the Medrash says, no, you're not. You're going to come to Elam Haba, and you'll say to Hashem, I spent double Shmur Matzah. I had to buy 2 boxes, 2 pounds, 5 pounds, whatever, double. Eretz, so you only need one. I only had to go buy 2, so I should get double reward. I was Meiser Nefesh to take off from work, double. Too bad. You had to work double as hard in Golos to accomplish this, to achieve the same spiritual accomplishments that you have in Eretz Yisrael. And you know, don't think you're going to get in the next world double because you had to spend 2 days. And we have many of these, the Medrash quotes many pesukim. I'll give you one example. It says in Shir HaShirim, Karmi Shali Loi Notarti. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, it says, Bnei Imi Nicha Ruvi, Samuni notero es hakiramim, karmi shlilo notarti. So the Gemara says, Hiskel bikramim. The pasuk begins with, Hashem made me a guardian over the kramim, the vineyards, blush and rabin, 2 vineyards. And then the pasuk concludes, why did Hashem make me a guardian over 2 vineyards? Because karmi, blush and yachid, the singular vineyard, lo notarti, I did not guard. Hischel b'kram and b'loshen rabim u'mesayim b'karmei loshen yochid. What's going on in the pasuk? Ela kach dorishim es pasuk. Mi goram lios li notero es hakiramim. What was the cause of me needing to guard 2 vineyards? 2, which means 2 days of Yom Tov. Al shem karmi shili lo notarti. I didn't guard 1 day Yom Tov. When I had the good old days, when Bizman Shabbos Hamdash Shayekayim was only 1 day Yom Tov. And I was not observant. You don't want to observe 1 day. I'll throw you out of Eretz Yisrael. You go into Golos, and then you're going to have to observe 2 days. That's the first place. Al shalosh shamarti yom echav aretz. Sivaruha hayisya. Okay, fine. I have to observe 2 days, but in the long run, I'm going to be rewarded for observing 2 days. Shani mikabeles socher al shnayim to 2. The eni mikabela sochar, but no, the eni mikabela sochar ela alachas. The answer is no. You're only going to get reward for one.
One day.
Now, how do we know that? You have to look at the Gemara. It doesn't say explicitly in the Pasuk. This is a Deek. I don't know. I do not know what Deek is, but it's a Yerushalmi. It's not even a Bavli. It's a Yerushalmi in Erevin. You're only going to get reward for one day. And then it goes on to say,
where is Yerushalmi?
Yerushalmi Masechta Erevin, Perigimel, Perigimel Mishnah Tess. Erevin. And then it goes on to say, all of this can be summarized in this pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Kari Alehoin, Gam Ani Nosati Lem Chukim Loi Toivin. Isn't that amazing? The fact that we observe Chukim is Beloshen Rabin, I guess. Chukim Loi Toivin. The fact that we have to observe 2 days of Yom Tov is Lo Tovin. It's no good. Why is it no good? We don't get reward for it. It's just extra effort with no gain. So it's a shocking interpretation of the pasuk. The chukim loy tovim is yomtiv sheni shel galus. These are chukim loy tovim. Why is it loy tovim? There's no reward. It's just a necessity that is required to fill, to absorb, to charge the batteries, because we're in galus and we need more time. But it's not for our benefit, because we're losing out on other things that we could have done, other accomplishments that we could have achieved during that time that was taken away from us because of the 2 days. So Sach HaKol, we come away from this over here. I think we really came away with 4 different interpretations of this pasuk. First is Perish of the Mitzudos. The Chukim Loi Toivim Mishpatim Lo Yichi Bohem are discriminatory laws, or Stam, the laws that we have to observe, secular laws, the laws that we have to observe in a foreign nation. You live in a country, you have to follow the rules. They'll throw you out, they'll put you in jail. These are chukim loy toivim. These are not to our benefit. Not having bris milah, not having shechita, not having Shabbos, this is not good for us. Second interpretation of the Targum is, no one's forcing you to do any averus. You go to America, Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, freedom of religion, do whatever you want. But in Golos, there's a lack of Siyata D'Shmaya. I mean, Mele, it's very easy to slip into Avera. And when you do Avera on your own, you'll do Averos. No one's forcing you. Do whatever you want, but you'll Mele do Averos. When you do Averos as Chukim Lo Toivim or Mishpatim Lo Yichyu. The third interpretation, it's you're going to put on Tefillin. You're going to put on Tzitzis. You're going to have a mezuzah. But in your eyes, it's just a waste of money. It's a waste of time. And you don't have a chavivus, Shabbos. You don't have a chavivus. You can't wait until Shabbos is over. You're doing mamish the mitzvahs. But the attitude of the mitzvahs is, it's a burden. That's always the challenge of life. Are tayag mitzvahs opportunities, or are they obstacles? Some people, they have a plan for, they have their whole life plotted out. They have a career. I'm now 18 years old, starting college. This is what I'm going to do my entire life. I'm going to do A, B, C, D. I'm going to go down this derech. These are my goals. Halavai, Bereshit, I have goals for the new life. Oh, I'm an observant Jew. I have to observe the Tayag Mitzvos. It's a conflict with my plan for life, my lifestyle. Okay, it's obstacles. It's an obstacle course. Somehow I'll get to my goal and I'll maneuver through the Taryag Mitzvos. I won't be Machal Shabbos. I'll be able to daven very quickly in 5 minutes and this and that and eat kosher food. Are mitzvos obstacles in your Derech HaChayim? Or Pum Fakert? Every mitzvah is like a gold coin. Like, you know, it's like, you know, these arcade games, these video games. You ever play these video games on your cell phone when you have nothing to do? And you're going down the path and you got to pick up the gold coins along the way? There's mitzvos are opportunities in life. This is the big nisayon. And the fourth interpretation is from Chazal that was the fourth interpretation. Right? Wait, I'm getting all confused now. The fourth interpretation was Chukim Loim Toivim is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliyos is Chukim Loim Toivim, because you're not going to get reward. Would you believe it? You're not going to get reward for the second day. Yom Tov is just a necessary evil. It has to be observed in order to observe, in order to catch up to what you could accomplish in Eretz Yisrael in one day. Four interpretations. Yeah.
If you take the last interpretation, Tumah made it because of certain conditions right at that time until it got added to certain places and took loads. So you're saying if you take the second or the last pshat, you get about it. Does it come out that
those places in Chutz Liaretz that they were able, the witness were able to, the Edim were able to, they were able to send, so obviously they were not subject to this Chukim Lo Toivim.
But if you take the pshat that you're saying,
yeah,
then it comes out it would happen separate stuff anyway. I sent him to Golos.
Okay, I don't know.
You
I don't,
lost the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, you have to take with a grain of salt. You have to take with a grain of salt. Okay, you have to, I mean.
It's a concept.
It's Eretz Yisrael. Even Eretz Yisrael, not everywhere did they reach. Even in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't reach every part of Eretz Yisrael. There was a young Peshin Shalom in Eretz Yisrael in certain regions. When there was war, when there was a Chayim, the Gemara talks about when you couldn't cross, they were not able to, there was a. Between Yehud and Gol, and you couldn't go, so then the witnesses didn't get there either. So they even Eretz Yisrael had observed 2 days. Look, in the Rosh Hashanah, they observed 2 days. If the witnesses came past a certain Zman, even in Yerushalayim, they observed 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And then that became the standard. So, okay, obviously, every drush has a kernel of truth to it. But it's a one dimension of a bigger picture. Yeah?
I was going to ask you a comment, one other thing that you mentioned. The idea, I know you've spoken to many times about balance.
Yeah.
Remember to Chumash Yul. I was thinking, you know, a person, young man in life, you mentioned about that, he's going to grip. And how does one draw the balance? I mean, it's a
everyone is different. You can't generalize. Every person is different. How can you generalize? What's good for one person is a chorm for another person. One person, if he's not a satan chas, he'll go out of his mind. Another person, it's not for him. It's not satan chasid. This is just not his niche in life. He doesn't belong there. He has to go and find this place. He has to. Go. Everyone is different. You can't generalize. That's the challenge of life. Where to find your place? Every person. I was talking on Shabbos. So I was telling about Lubavitch. I was telling about why you. I was thinking about when we. I was telling about why. Because my father taught in Y for 38 years, and my sisters went to Stern, and everyone in my father's shul went to YU. So I didn't go to YU. Maybe I should have, but I didn't go to YU. And like, so it's part of my blood, you know, because. I was just telling them some stories, and there were some people there that like this world is like, whew, this world is like not their world. It's so uncomfortable hearing. You know, different times they've been told about Lubavitch. Some people say Lubavitch, they go out of their mind. As mayor, he took me to the oil. It was gewaldig. We went to the oil. 770, I don't know about. I was a 770 also. 770, a little disturbing. But the oil was very nice. So, you know, everyone has to find their place. You can't generalize. That's just the way the world is. Different strokes for different folks. Okay, let's go further. We'll do a little more pasuk. Pasuk, chavzayin, lechem, therefore, daber, pasuk, lamet, chavzayin. That's what we're up to, right? That we get up to? Okay. L'chein therefore, Dabrel, Beis Yisrael. So now speak to Beis Yisrael. Now we hear the Mepharshim say the reason why there's a parsha, there's a new parsha, Samach, is because now he's changing his audience. Until now, Yechezkel was speaking to the Zekenim. We go back to the beginning. It's a very long parak. A lot of different things are being addressed in this parak, but it starts off all the way in the beginning, so far back. Vayhi Devar Hashem Elai L'Medaber Ben Adam Daber El Zikne Yisrael. Okay? And we let a whole discussion. Who are we talking to? Talking to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah? Are we talking to the Zikanim who were Rishoyim? Zikanim were Tzadikim? We had so many different interpretations. Who were the people that he was speaking to? Exactly. Now, we're finished. Whether you're talking to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, whether you're talking to the leaders who were wicked, they were fakers. They came there all dressed up in nice, fancy rabbinic clothing, but deep down inside they were Rishon. Or we're dealing with people who were outright Rishon. They're over. They're gone. They got the message. They're out. Now there's a new address. He's saying Kamat, the same thing over here is he's speaking now to the common man. The common man, Lechem Dabra El Beis Yisrael, Ben Adam. Yecheskel, here's the message. V'yamarta lehem. Kol yamar Hashem alokim. Oyd zos gidfu oysi avoy seichem. You have giduf means to insult. The Metsudos Tzion says bizui gidfu. He translates it means to despise, to disgrace. You have despised me avoy seichem bimalam bimal through the sin, the act of rebellion that they have committed. And and I've brought them to the land which I lifted up my hand to give to them. And what did they do? What was here? The pasuk explain the act of rebellion. And vayirues kol givar ama, every high hill, v'chol eitz avos, every thick tree, vayizbichu sham es zivcheihem, and they offered there on these trees. This is the asherah. So they offered to the thick trees on the high hills. They offered sacrifices, vayibushem kas, and they gave there the kas karbonam, the anger. Now this is a unique expression. You don't have this idea elsewhere. The kas karbonam, the anger of their sacrifice. Now what does that mean? Vayasimu sham, and they put over there reach nichlechem, vayaskimu sham es niskehem. Now what does it mean, kas karbonam? So I read somewhere it means that people, when they get angry at Hashem, when they get angry, the kas is the anger towards Hashem. They're frustrated. Hashem, you did not come through for me. I was good to you. I said Kriya Shema twice a day. I davened. I did tzedakah. I did everything right. And Hashem, you know, I didn't. My stocks went down. I lost my pension. You know, things didn't go well. I have tainus. I'm going to rebel against you. I'm now going to worship idol. Person comes to bring a korbanam, a sacrifice to an idol, as an outgrowth of kas, an anger towards who? Towards Hashem. And even though a person may not realize it, subconsciously, it's a kas against HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you express. You know what, Hashem? I'm going to go and offer a sacrifice to something else to anger you. Kas korbanam.
Isn't there a song that kas is like the person who gives way to kas is like an oveda?
That itself is oveda. Yes, so it fits very well. Person who's angry, he kol hakoy is ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. So here he's going even further. He gets angry and he mavishes worships avodah zarah by bringing sacrifices to the asherah. Vayasimu sham rech nichachem, vayaskimu vayin they pour the rose, vayasichu sham es niskeh. Let's just do this pesukim and sabre quickly. Yeah.
Kas kabanim is a bar kabanas.
They brought korban stam, and that brought and Hashem got angry. Okay, that got angry. Okay, that's part of the pashm shach. Okay, but this is more of a drush
of what says, right.
The kas korbanim. Okay, let's see now.
Yeah,
see
the Holocaust. They say that a lot of you went there.
They went out. They went out with kas.
Not necessarily.
It was a response. They went off the derech out of an act of how could you do this to me? How could this happen? This is the very big nesayon. Listen, that's life. This is, it's tough. It's really rough. Let's see what it says over here. Let's do quickly. These two pesukim. Chav ches, mitzvah David. Pasuk chav zayin. Chav ches, chav zayin. Oid zoyz. Zotzen aloy ma gam bezoyz. Bamesha atem cheiraftem. I see you have insulted me. You have cursed me. Cherfu I see gam avo yisechem be'eitz ma'alubi. When you have transgressed against me. What would v'adim retzen aloy ma v'hu kishavesi. When did you do this to me? When I brought you, I saw El Oris Asher Nishpati Lachem Losses Lachem Kishiro Kol Giva Rama V'Nisa'a Hayuzaychem L'Sham Avod Zor V'Sham Nas Nilu Karbonim L'Hamachis. I see, okay, like we said before, the civil interpretation. You brought a carbon which caused him anger. V'Sham Samureach Kitores Habol L'Nachas Ruach V'Sham Nisku Hayayin. Rashi Pasukov Zayin Chavches Oidzois. You've done more sins when you came into Eretz Yisrael. We're continuing the history. The history, all of the sins that you've done. The chet in Mitzrayim, you did have Avodah Zarah. After they took you out of Mitzrayim, you sin with Shabbos, the Mon. You sin with the Egel, the Meraglim, the Nitzmodim, the Balpar. And now, even when you come into Eretz Yisrael, the first thing you did was you go, you look for Avodah Zarah, the Asherah. Chavtes, okay, that's it. Let's see, Radak. Chav zayin chav ches lochein. Therefore, oy hodiim hatayvos havosim shemishim bol aretz vachav ches vavim el aretz veitin sham kas karbonam shemachisim osi bekarbonam shayimakivim laavodazar kimishpat agoyim asher hayrashtim libnehem like the goyim. Okay, so that we're up to pasuk. Tomorrow we'll pick up in Yerushalayim pasuk chav tes.